Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, holding in the Mai Daf Ayin Aleph and the Ois Vader edition, Perek Shvi, in the beginning of Halacha Hey, right after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara in the bottom of Ayin with Beis, Mai Kedun. How does it work in the Mishnah that a person says that he has figs in his house, he's doing right now a condition that he will do Truma when he gets home? Says the Gemara, Mikvar Lekeshaf Rishenu. He's doing Truma right away, but only when he's going to do that Farsha later. That's what's called Brero. That's what it means retroactively. Once he will pick up the fruits when he gets home, then you'll find out retroactively that this was Meiser since the time he said it when he was outside in the Mismarish. Continues the Gemara 9 Alpha Mudalaf and says, Hagatz v'cho, think to yourself, Shayat Trumin Toiro, if it's Trumin Toiro, Mikvar l'kesher chlenu. So that's very easy. He says, once I eat the fruits in my house, whatever will be left will be Truma. I don't know what will be Truma yet. But I'm going to go and eat whatever I have for Shabbos. And the leftover, that's Truma. So once I eat it, whatever is left is Truma. Hagatz b'chol, but think to yourself, Shaita Truma Tameo, if the fruits are Tomei, and if fruits are Tomei, you can move the Truma, because Truma Tameo, you're not allowed to move, it's Muktzeh. So what do you do then? Says the Gemara, what he means to say is, Mikvar l'kishani chena bezofis. He means to say, this will be Truma once I put it down. Don't be Truma once when I eat it, because then you'll have Truma Tmei in his hand, can be Oiver and Muktzeh. So he says, I'll eat the fruits, and then whatever I have left, put it down, and then I'll become Truma. Says the Motani, Mitaltolo Echa Truma Toiro, Echa Truma Tmei. You're allowed to carry, even though there's Truma Toiro and Truma Tmei with the fruits, because you have fruits that are chulin, you could carry them together, because he's taking the main purpose of carrying is for the fruits that he can eat. On Abzeir Adom, you see from here, Tevel she'esh alof t'nai. You have tevel that has a condition that you're able to fix it on Shabbos. Mutol l'taltol b'Shabbos. You're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Because here you're carrying the fruits even though it's not fixed. Because he will be able to fix it. Once he eats the fruits, whatever is left will become truma. Ketzad oise. How do you do it with a truma t'meil? Noisen eino v'miktsoso v'oichles ashar. So the best way with a truma t'meil, you have a pile. He has the eyes on one side. It says this part will be truma. He eats the rest. Meaning if he's not holding it in his hand, so right away it can be Truma by just putting it aside. Before the Gemara said, when he's holding it in his hand, he doesn't want to be Truma until he puts it down. But once he puts it down, he says this part and the side will be Truma, even though it's Truma Tmeo, and the rest he can eat. Halocha Zog the Mishnah. Hayu lefonam shtei kalkalois shel tevel. First, has two baskets of tevel. V'homa maisus zu bezu, and he says the maisus of one basket on the other, harishayna muuseres. So then the first basket is Musar, because he said that the maestros of the first basket are in the second basket. This is Pashat. Shazubizu. He says, I want the first basket to be fixed with the second basket. And I want the second basket to be fixed with the first basket. So then only Arishayna Musars, only the first basket gets fixed. Why? Because once he says, I want the second basket to fix the first, so all the maestros of the first basket are in the second basket. And the first basket is chulin mitukanim, it's fixed. Now you want to make the first basket a meiser. On the second basket, you can't do that anymore. Because you can't do meisers from ptur on chiyuv. You can't do meisers something which is already fixed on something which is not fixed. If you have two piles of things which are not fixed, you can do meiser one from another. But when you have one which is fixed, you can't anymore do meiser on the one which is not fixed. But if he said meisers seyim, meisers kalkalo b'chaverto, if he said it in one shot, he said the maisos will be fixed in these two baskets, one and another, kara shame, then it does work. Then the first on the second on the first, they both work, because he did both in one shot, and not in a sequence, first the first, then the second. It says the Gemara on Amud Beis. V'tanya lo, it says in the Braiso, noitel minashniyo shtei te'enim v'shnei yisurim v'yisurin shel yisur. So what this Braiso is telling us is, he's going to have to do all the maisos from the second basket. Talk about the case of the Mishnah that he did. Maisus, he said, I want the second basket, the Maisus in the first, and then the first and the second. So the Mishnah said it doesn't work because the first one is fixed. So the second basket needs to fix the first, and the second basket needs to fix itself as well. So how do you do that? So that's what the Bais is telling us. He says, you take from the second one, two teinim, two figs, that will eventually be Trumas Maisus. V'shnei Yisurim, he does the two Yisurim, which is Maisus Rishon, Maisus Sheni, for both baskets. And these two teinim that he took originally, they will be the maaser min ha-maaser, they will be the Trumas maaser, which he gives to the kohen. So basically, you need to do all the maisers with the second basket. So the more now, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Loi matzei taniso. There's a mistake here in the Braiso. There's something wrong. It's not exact. It's not exact 100% accurate. Why not? Because let's say you have your two baskets. Each basket is 100 fruits. Now you say the first one you can't touch for the second one. So you're using the second basket to fix both. You take out 10, and that will be the maaser on what? On the second basket, on its own. So the second basket out of 100, you take 10 out of 100, that 10 is fixing the 90. That's the idea of the maaser. It's 10% of the 100. Now you want to fix the first basket. How will you fix the first basket? You will take 10 to fix the first basket. But the first basket is not 90 anymore. The first basket is 100. You didn't take anything out of the first basket. So for the first basket, it's not enough to take out 10. You need to take a little bit more. 10 fixes 9. 10 fixes 90. But here I want to fix 100. So you take out a little bit more, the little extra that is missing. So now the Gemara is going to go into math that was used at the time of the Gemara. So now I'm going to go and take one more, let's say. Let's say I take one more to be pointed at the 10. One doesn't point to 10. One is pointer only 9. Like we have, whenever you have 10, 10% of that is pointer the 9. So if I have 10 fruits, one of them can be meiser for the other 9. But here I don't have 9, I have 10. So taking one is not enough. One is good for 9. I still need to take something for the one. How much do you take for the one? Well, maybe for the one, I will take 10% of a tain of a fig. But 10% works. If you have one fig, 10% of that is pointer the fig. But here you're taking it from the second basket. So you take a little bit more than 10%. So in other words, you never have, it doesn't end. It's not a full number. Because you still have something left in order to fix that extra. That's what the Gemara says. Let's see in Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the top. In Yosov Chado Le'esra, if you take one for the extra 10, Tzich Meisov Chado Le'esra, you take one for 100. Meaning by taking one fruit for the 10, you're fixing the 9, but you still have to fix the 1. So what do you take to fix the 1? You take some 1 out of 100, 1 out of 100 in the fruits, means a 10% of fig. 10% of fig is good, only for 90% fig, not for 100% fig. So what do I need for that extra 10%? That's what the Gemara goes on and says. In Yosef Chado Le'esra, you take that 1 out of 100, Tzor Meisav Chadalev, you have to take 1 out of 1,000. Yosef Chado Le'enlev, Tzor Meisav Chadalev, Tzor Meisav. If you're taking 1 out of 1,000, you have to take 1 for 10,000. So the bottom line is the whole process of this Gemara is to tell us it's not good enough to take 10% like usually take Meisav, because 10% is always from the fruits themselves. But if you take it from somewhere else, you have to take 1 out of 9. Not 1 out of 10, 1 out of 9, which is a little bit more, and it's a little harder to divide it, but it has to be a little bit more to be put to the extra fruits that are now becoming Meisav themselves, but they're being nifter from Meisav from a different place. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai, Daf Ayin Aleph.